Accessing Higher Ground. Accessible Media, Web and Technology Conference. November 12th to 16th, 2018, The Westin Westminster, Colorado. In collaboration with AHEAD and Athen. Overall schedule. Monday, November 12th. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Registration desk open. 9 a.m., noon a.m. coffee break. 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 1 to 2:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:30 to 5 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 3:30 to 4 p.m. p.m. coffee break. Tuesday, November 13th. 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. registration desk open. 10:30 to 11 a.m. a.m. coffee break. 9 a.m., noon pre-conference sessions. Noon, 1:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 3 to 3:30 p.m. p.m. coffee break. Wednesday, November 14th. 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. registration desk open. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. exhibit hall open. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. exhibit hall refreshment break. 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 12:20 to 2 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 3 to 3:30 p.m. p.m. refreshment break. 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. exhibit hall reception. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Athen annual meeting. Thursday, November 15th. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. registration desk open. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. exhibit hall open. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. roundtable discussions. 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. exhibit hall refreshment break. 12:20 to 2 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 3:15 to 4 p.m. exhibit hall refreshment break. 4 to 5 p.m. breakout sessions. 7 to 8:30 p.m. keynote banquet featuring Brittany Wilson. Friday, November 16th. 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. registration desk open. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 10:30 a.m. refreshment break. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. breakout sessions. 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. breakout sessions. Feedback. Find conference evaluation forms at accessinghighground.org/evaluate. Social media. Hashtag AHG18. Table of contents. Special sessions, receptions, and meetings. Pre-conference sessions. Monday. Tuesday. Breakout sessions. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Exhibitor presentation schedule. Exhibit hall map. Exhibitor directory. Advertising index. 3Play Media. Accessibility OS. Equidox Bionics. Microsoft. Perkins School for the Blind. Sonocent. Adobe. QA Infotech. AI Media. Enhanced Vision. Freedom Scientific. Optilic. The Pacello Group. Accessibility OS. Blackboard. Text Help. The inclusion of third-party advertisements, samples, displays, sponsorships, and / exhibits does not constitute an endorsement, guarantee, warranty, or recommendation by AHEAD, and we make no representations or warranties about any product or service contained therein. Special sessions, receptions, and meetings. Teaching about Accessibility Institute, registration required. Tuesday, November 13th, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Cotton Creek I. Access Computing, in collaboration with Accessing Higher Ground and promoting the integration of universal design into university curricula, UDUC, will host teaching about accessibility in computing and IT courses. A capacity building institute to provide techniques and strategies for teaching about accessibility in computer science and IT curriculum. The institute can be attended in person or virtually. Accessibility at reception. Tuesday, November 13th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Please join Adam Spencer from Accessibility Inc. for a kickoff event at AHG 2018 to discuss document accessibility and share some complimentary cocktails. All welcome and looking forward to meeting with old friends and new colleagues. Creating and strengthening our connections to our purposes and each other through poetry. Wednesday, Friday 7:15, 7:45 a.m. Library, between fireplace and catching a grill. A special early morning series presented by Scott Marshall, Associate Director for Instructional Technology and Accessibility, University of Minnesota. If our work is to be beyond compliance and sustainable, we need to be intentional about the connections we create. Our connections to our purposes for this work and our connections to each other are critical. Using poetry, we will gather to create and strengthen those connections. EPUB and Accessible Educational Materials Track. In this main conference track, offered Wednesday, Friday, representatives from the publishing industry, early adopters from DSS offices and representatives from the standards community will talk about how educational materials has been transformed and accessibility improved by the advent of the EPUB standard and the development of EPUB educational materials. The benefits offered and the challenges still faced by those seeking to adopt EPUB will be discussed with input and questions encouraged from the AHG audience. These sessions are labeled EPUB track in the schedule. UDUC Mini Conference on Teaching Accessibility and UD. This series of sessions, offered throughout the main conference, Wednesday, Friday, will focus on topics related to the teaching and application of accessibility and universal design in university curriculum. These sessions are labeled UDUC track in the schedule. Exhibitor Reception. Wednesday, November 14, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Join us in the exhibit hall for hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, cash bar. Athen Meeting. Wednesday, November 14, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom 4. Stop by the Athen Annual Meeting, WB4, to learn about the Access Technology Higher Education Network and its resources. Keynote Presentation and Dinner. Thursday, November 15, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom I/2/3. And People with Disabilities. Brittany Wilson, Staff Attorney/DOTEC Fellow at the National Center for Law and Economic Justice. Ms. Wilson will discuss how disability intersects with race, gender, and several of the political issues of the day, as well as the need for social justice advocates to recognize and fully incorporate disability and disability rights into their work. Monday, November 12, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Registration open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 9 a.m., noon a.m. coffee break, Stanley Foyer. 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 1 to 2:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 3:30 to 4 p.m. p.m. coffee break, Stanley Foyer. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Monday, November 12, 1 day pre-conference sessions, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Nobility's Accessibility Masterclass. Eric Eggert, Nobility. Robert Jolly, Nobility. Becky Gibson, Nobility. The Big Picture Overview for Any Stage of Implementing an Accessibility Program Across an Organization. Starting with the institutional evaluation and providing tools and methodology for each stage, our team will take you through what you need to put in place, a process to ensure that you reach and maintain your accessibility goals. Westminster Ballroom I. Accessible Adobe InDesign layouts to produce accessible PDFs and EPUBs, virtual. Bevi Shagnon, PubCom Publishing Communications. Hands-on workshop that teaches how to construct INDD files that export graciously to accessible PDFs with minimal remediation afterwards. We expect new InDesign features in the fall, so this workshop will incorporate them into a doable design workflow. Stanley I. Adobe Lab. Hands-on video accessibility workshop, with Able Player. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. In this hands-on workshop, participants will develop a complete understanding of how to make video fully accessible. They will add captions, audio description, chapters, and interactive features to a video using Able Player. Stanley 2 Lab. Learning, practicing, and honing our leadership to shape our work and our field. Scott Marshall, University of Minnesota. Leaders are made, not born. The future of our field is worthy of our best efforts to practice our leadership. We can shape our field in powerful ways. Do we see problems or possibilities? Want compliance or commitment? Rely on leadership or citizenship? We seek answers by first looking inward at ourselves, then outward toward our communities. Cotton Creek I. Monday, November 12, 2-day pre-conference sessions, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Growing an IT accessibility program on your campus. Don Hunziker, University of Arizona. Rob Everly, Amherst, Hampshire, Mount Holyoke, and Smith Colleges. Nate Evans, Michigan State University. This dynamic, interactive workshop is presented by ATHIN members. It includes foundational legal information, an analysis of federal agreements, and best practice approaches towards the goal of working through institutional challenges to create a strategic and comprehensive approach for creating an accessible EIT environment. Westminster Ballroom 2. PDF Train the Trainer and Introduction to PDF Accessibility, BYOD Workshop. Rob Haverty, Adobe. In this session you can learn about creating accessible PDFs and how to teach others. Day 1, Introduction to PDF Accessibility. Day 2, Advanced Topics and Accessible PDF Forms. This is a hands-on lab. You can attend one or both days. Attendance at both days is required to be certified as an Adobe Certified PDF Trainer. Westminster Ballroom 3. 360 degrees, Approaching Accessibility in Chemistry and Math from All Sides, BYOD Session. Wink Harner, The Foreign Type. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Multiple presenters who are experts in alt-text conversion in STEM subjects, teach key steps to convert text in chemistry and math for both sighted, text-to-speech, users and non-sighted or LV users, screen reader, and braille/tactile users. Using a broad base of specific assistive technologies for chemistry and math conversion. Cotton Creek 2. Tuesday, November 13th. 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Registration desk open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 9 to 10:30 a.m. a.m. coffee break, Stanley Foyer. 9 a.m., noon pre-conference sessions. Noon, 1:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 3 to 3:30 p.m. p.m. coffee break, Stanley Foyer. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Tuesday, November 13th, full-day pre-conference sessions, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Everything you need to know about accessibility testing, BYOD. GN Wild, Accessibility Oz. The Accessibility Testing Workshop will cover a whole range of testing requirements. Starting with an overview of testing, who, when, what and how. Westminster Ballroom I. Growing an IT Accessibility Program on Your Campus, Day 2. Don Hunziker, University of Arizona. Rob Everly, Amherst, Hampshire, Mount Holyoke, and Smith Colleges. Nate Evans, Michigan State University. This dynamic, interactive workshop is presented by ATHIN members. It includes foundational legal information, an analysis of federal agreements, and best practice approaches towards the goal of working through institutional challenges to create a strategic and comprehensive approach for creating an accessible EIT environment. Westminster Ballroom 2. PDF Train the Trainer and Introduction to PDF Accessibility, Day 2, BYOD Workshop. Rob Haverty, Accessibility, Adobe. In this session you can learn about creating accessible PDFs and how to teach others. Day 1, Introduction to PDF Accessibility. Day 2, Advanced Topics and Accessible PDF Forms. This is a hands-on lab. You can attend one or both days. Attendance at both days is required to be certified as an Adobe Certified PDF Trainer. Westminster Ballroom 3, Introduction to Online Course Accessibility. Joseph Faria Galicia, University of California, Berkeley. Lucy Greco, University of California, Berkeley. Ryan DiGiandomenico, University of California, Berkeley. This workshop provides an introduction to online course accessibility. Reasons for building and maintaining accessible courses are contextualized, explained, and demonstrated from both a student and an institutional perspective. Emphasis is given to the use and evaluation of features within a learning management system, LMS. Stanley 2 Lab. 360 degrees, Approaching Accessibility in Chemistry and Math from All Sides, Day 2, BYOD Workshop. Wink Harner, The Foreign Type. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Multiple presenters who are experts in alt text conversion in STEM subjects, teach key steps to convert text in chemistry and math for both sighted, text-to-speech, users and non-sighted or LV users, screen reader, and braille/tactile users. Using a broad base of specific assistive technologies for chemistry and math conversion. Cotton Creek 2. Teaching about accessibility in computing and IT courses, a capacity building institute. Cheryl Bergstaller, University of Washington. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. Richard Ladner, University of Washington. Howard Kramer, AHEAD, University of Colorado Boulder. Naomi Peterson, Central Washington University. Learn how accessible/inclusive/universal design and other proactive design practices can be integrated within computing and IT courses and thus increase the pool of future computing and IT professionals. Cotton Creek I. Tuesday, November 13th, half-day pre-conference AM sessions, 9 a.m., noon. Understanding and Evaluating WCAG Color and Contrast, Virtual. Jonathan Whiting, WebAIM. This workshop will begin with a thorough review of WCAG 2.0 and 2.1 requirements, and important principles not included in WCAG. We will then practice evaluating electronic documents and web pages for contrast using several free tools and resources. Stanley I. Adobe Lab. Demystifying Assisted Listening Devices. Dave Littman, National Deaf Center on Post-Secondary Outcomes, NDC. Stephanie Zito, National Deaf Center on Post-Secondary Outcomes, NDC. Assistive Listening Devices, ALDS, can improve access to speech perception for deaf students who use hearing aids or cochlear implants. This presentation will provide an overview of ALD technology through an interactive demonstration, review best practices for supporting the use of ALDS on campus, and discuss ways to support student self-advocacy. Meadowbrook I. Campus Accessibility Compliance Strategies Utilizing a Maturity Model, BYOD Workshop. Susan Cullen, California State University. Cheryl Pruitt, California State University. Perspectives on the Capability Maturity Model Driving the California State University Accessible Technology Initiative Implementation. The Capability Maturity Model closely aligns with the resolution agreements of the Office of Civil Rights. Explore assessment techniques which can be applied to strategic accessibility compliance campus planning. Meadowbrook 2. Tuesday, November 13th, half-day pre-conference PM sessions, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Mobile Accessibility Challenges, Best Practices, and Techniques, BYOD Workshop. Joe Humbert, Interactive Accessibility. Kathy Walbin, Interactive Accessibility. Mobile devices have significantly changed the way that people access content and services, and this opens new opportunities for persons with disabilities. This hands-on session will cover all the basics of mobile accessibility and will cover what is new for mobile accessibility in 2018, including WCAG 2.1. Westminster Ballroom 4. Accessible PDF Forms from Adobe InSign. Bevi Shagnon, PubCom Publishing Communications. Learn to make accessible forms with Adobe InDesign's excellent tools. If you know the basics of making accessible layouts from InDesign, this hands-on lab expands your skills for making accessible well-designed PDF forms quickly and efficiently. InDesign is a powerful tool for creating forms that need little if any remediation in Acrobat. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Captioned Media, developing a systematic approach that meets the needs of your institution, virtual. Stephanie Zito, National Deaf Center on Post-Secondary Outcomes, NDC. Dave Littman, National Deaf Center on Post-Secondary Outcomes, NDC. The National Deaf Center on Post-Secondary Outcomes mission is to reduce barriers to post-secondary education and support institutions in creating accessible environments. During this workshop, presenters will provide an overview of captioned media models as well as strategies to streamline the process. Meadowbrook I. Understanding EPUB, how to examine the structure and accessibility of EPUBs, BYOD workshop. Rachel Comerford, Macmillan Learning. Amy Salmon, Tech for All Incorporated. Accessible EPUBs are becoming easier to find and purchase from any number of channels, but in the educational world, many are far more comfortable with PDF. This workshop will take an accessible EPUB checklist and walk users through a live EPUB step by step, examining the features and resources that are available within the format. Meadowbrook 2. Wednesday, November 14, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Registration desk open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Exhibit Hall open, Westminster Ballroom Foyer. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. Exhibit Hall refreshment break. 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 12:20 to 2 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. exhibit hall reception, Fountain Greens Foyer. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Athen Annual Meeting, Westminster Ballroom 4. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Wednesday, November 14th. Breakout sessions, 8 to 9 a.m. AIM Hub, cost-effective, rapid, accessible, instructional materials exchange. Jack Sullivan, California State University. Cheryl Pruitt, Accessible Technology Initiative, CSU Office of the Chancellor. Geir Dietrich, Access Consultant. Launched in August 2017, AIM Hub is an accessible instructional launched in August 2017, AIM Hub is an accessible instructional materials exchange service that assists accessible instructional material staff by eliminating redundant efforts and integrating the best aspects of existing systems. We will demonstrate how AIM Hub can help your campus and discuss how campuses nationwide can subscribe. Waverly. Not so fast, implementing accessibility reviews in a university's IT software review process, Virtual A. Crystal Tenen, North Carolina State University. Bill Coker, Software Licensing Manager, NC State University. In this presentation, we will provide an overview of NC State's IT purchase compliance process and focus on the accessibility review process. We will discuss the process of implementation, important considerations for working with the campus community and vendors, and the impact of the IT purchase compliance process on campus. Meadowbrook I/2. Navigating the course, creating accessible STEM, Virtual B. Megan Gibbs, Kennesaw State University. Kennesaw State University recently developed a STEM-specific online guide for faculty to refer to when creating accessible STEM materials. This session will discuss the research conducted to create this guide, the implementation process, and our future plans to turn this into a professional development workshop. Cotton Creek I. A new automated note-taking, captioning, and transcription solution. Chris Frazier, VZP Digital. A demonstration of VZP Reach, a multi-voice recognition API solution that maximizes speed, accuracy, and accessibility to any classroom setting. After the demo, there will be a discussion of two different ways to use it, a traditional model and a new solution to include an entire campus that will increase accessibility and effectiveness of learning. Cotton Creek 2. Introduction to Accessible PDF Documents. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Making PDF documents and forms accessible can be a daunting task when you don't know what tools are available and which is the best one to use. In this session, participants will be introduced to the various tools available in Acrobat Pro DC and walk through the workflow to take a document, convert it to a PDF, and fix some of the basic tagging issues. Double session. Standley I, Adobe Lab. Audio description, an in-depth review and analysis, lecture session. Joel Snyder, Audio Description Project, American Council of the Blind. A workshop on the four fundamentals of audio description and an in-depth look at audio description development and analysis. Standley II Lab. Finding the ways to make wayfinding work. Kayla Parks, Portland Community College. Michael Cantino, Portland Community College. Online maps, tactile maps, written directions, beacons, and 3D campus models are all approaches used at Portland Community College. In this session, we will share what we have learned in the process of making our campus map and path of travel information more accessible and usable for those with different needs and preferences. Windsor. Accessibility, how to deal with documents. Sachin Gupta, DIC. You have handled accessibility for your website and mobile apps. What about the documents that you post on the website and distribute digitally to the consumers? In this session, we will cover various considerations for document accessibility for multiple document types. Westminster Ballroom I. Making websites usable, not just accessible, videotaped. Karen Hawkins, Publicis.Sapient. Almost anyone today can make a website accessible. But that doesn't mean that people using assistive technologies can use them. I aim to change that. As a user experience professional, I will walk the audience through more accessible and usable implementations of common web components and flows. Westminster Ballroom 2. DIY IT Accessibility, Building the Foundation for Accessible Course Content at the University of Maryland, videotaped, UDUC track. Sue Johnston, University of Maryland. UMD's commitment to creating and maintaining a welcoming and inclusive educational environment for people of all abilities means that creators of web-based information must have the skills and abilities necessary to ensure it is accessible to all students. Learn how UMD is helping faculty become accessibility DIYers with their own course content. Westminster Ballroom 3. It is all about the student, selecting the right reading app for student success, EPUB track. Richard Orme, DAISY Consortium. Joseph Palazzotto, Alternate Media Supervisor. An app or browser extension is needed to read EPUB titles, but they vary a lot in their functionality. When it comes to learners with disabilities, which apps will enable them to excel at their studies? This session presents an initiative that aims to answer that question. Westminster Ballroom 4. Educating college-level students on assistive technology. James Fleming, Beacon College. There is an increasing need for understanding and incorporating assistive technology in education and in the workplace. Recognizing this need, a college-level course was designed, Introduction to Assistive Technology, to help students learn the practice of and incorporating assistive technology. The outcomes of the course also help to develop an interest in the field as well as improving their personal needs. Lake House. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 9 to 9:30 a.m. Common Look, using Common Look PDF Global Access to remediate and verify PDF documents for accessibility. 9:40 to 10:10 a.m. Crawford Technologies, using smartphones and barcodes to make documents accessible. Wednesday, November 14, breakout sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Video notes, A Mobile Device Strategy for Learning for Post-Secondary Deaf Students. Suzanne Ehrlich, University of North Florida. This presentation explores how video notes can be leveraged to support deaf students' learning experiences in higher education. Students' study practices are essential to their academic success, Mega, Ronconi, and DeBenny, 2014. This new approach to note-taking for deaf students using video capture of interpreted lessons in face-to-face classroom. Waverly. Math accessibility in Word, Canvas, Conversion, and more. Virtual A. Paul Brown, Text Help. Rachel Cruzell, Augsburg University. This session will overview Text Help's exciting math accessibility program, Equatio. Learn how students and professors easily insert math into Word, Canvas, and more, as well as make STEM textbook conversion a much easier process. Augsburg's Rachel Cruzell will provide an inside look into how Equatio is making math accessible across her campus. Meadowbrook I/2. Understanding WCAG 2.1, Virtual B. Becky Gibson, Nobility. The recently updated Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG 2.1, improve web accessibility for a wider range of users. Learn how the 17 new success criteria in WCAG 2.1 address mobile accessibility and increase access for people with low vision and cognitive impairments. Cotton Creek I. Thinking Outside the Dots. John Jones, Wichita State University. Wichita State has been working to support a pre-med student who is blind for the last few years. Over the course of that time, we have gotten better and faster at producing materials to support the student's learning. We will discuss lessons learned and the challenges we faced. Cotton Creek 2. Introduction to Accessible PDF Documents, Continued. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Making PDF documents and forms accessible can be a daunting task when you don't know what tools are available and which is the best one to use. In this session, participants will be introduced to the various tools available in Acrobat Pro DC and walk through the workflow to take a document, convert it to a PDF, and fix some of the basic tagging issues. Stanley I. Adobe Lab. Accessible educational materials all the way through post-secondary. Sam Johnston, Cast Inc. Cynthia Curry, Cast Inc. Increases in digital materials has helped students who struggle with print-based materials. However, digital materials and technologies are not always designed to be accessible from the start. We will address how higher education institutions can better meet their legal obligation to provide students with accessible educational materials. Stanley 2 Lab. How do you know it's working? Assessing access-focused professional learning on campus. Jordan Cameron, Kennesaw State University. This presentation showcases Kennesaw State University's Online Access for All Accessibility Basics series for faculty and staff and discusses how creators and facilitators employ GUSCI's 5 critical levels of professional development to assess the impact of the initiative on learning throughout the university. Windsor. UDL JEDI Training, Move Learners and Leaders with Only Your Mind, UDUC Track. Thomas Tobin, University of Wisconsin-Madison. This interactive presentation radically reflects on implementing the UDL framework to provide better learning access, expand time for study and practice, and save faculty members time and effort, by broadening our disability focus toward a mobile device mindset. Learn Use Them Tomorrow strategies without changing what or how we teach. Westminster Ballroom I. Making websites usable, not just accessible, continued, videotaped. Karen Hawkins, Publicis.Sapient. Almost anyone today can make a website accessible. But that doesn't mean that people using assistive technologies can use them. I aim to change that. As a user experience professional, I will walk the audience through more accessible and usable implementations of common web components and flows. Westminster Ballroom 2. IT Procurement, Accessibility as a Functional Criterion, videotaped. Hadi Rangan, University of Washington. At the University of Washington, accessibility is increasingly becoming a functional criterion for locally developed and third-party IT solutions. In this session, we will share with you how we consider accessibility in our locally developed and third-party procurement processes. Westminster Ballroom 3. Mathematics in Born Accessible Publications. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium / Bainey Tech. Digital educational publications with mathematics must be visually correct, and they must be accessible to persons with disabilities. We will look at the techniques that deliver born accessible publications in HTML and EPUB3. We will demonstrate techniques with it and explain how publishers are implementing the recommendations. Westminster Ballroom 4. Open and accessible, low cost and inclusive by design. Kayla Parks, Portland Community College. Rondi Shea, Portland Community College. Lake House. Open education can lower textbook costs for students, but the movement also allows accessibility personnel to partner with instructional faculty and librarians to foster inclusive course design. Open licensing allows users to retain, reuse, revise, remix, and redistribute, which can allow accessibility-related features to improve over time. Exhibit Hall Break, 10:15 a.m. to 11:15 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 11:15 to 11:45 a.m. Sonocent, at Aura Tool for UDL. How All Students Improve Note-Taking with Sonocent Audio Note-Taker. Wednesday, November 14, Breakout Sessions, 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Navigating the Venn Diagram of Video Accessibility Laws. Alisa Adelberg, 3 Play Media. With multiple accessibility laws in the U.S., as well as dozens of lawsuits and DOJ/OCR inquiries related to inaccessible IT, it can be extremely difficult to navigate the legal requirements for video accessibility at your organization. This session will create a Venn diagram of Video 11y laws to help you navigate your obligations. Waverly. We don't have enough staff assigned to making it accessible. Virtual A. Cheryl Bergstaller, University of Washington. How often do we hear people say this or feel this way ourselves? In this session, the speaker will engage with attendees on promising practices for making the most of limited resources toward a more accessible IT environment on campus. Meadowbrook I/2. State of ARIA 2018, Virtual B. Joe Humbert, Interactive Accessibility. This session will discuss compatibility testing done a number of ARIA states and properties and their current level of support with assistive technology software across operating systems and devices, as well as look ahead at the changes coming in the next version of ARIA. Cotton Creek I. The Power of Partnerships, Institutional Alliances to Transform Accessibility for a Small Liberal Arts College. Corinne Schoeb, Swarthmore College. Using a multi-pronged intradepartmental model, Swarthmore College is moving toward a paradigm of proactive inclusion of accessibility and away from a reactive model of accommodation. Additional sentence forthcoming. Cotton Creek 2. How to Cadet, Free Caption and Audio Description Authoring Software from WGBH's NCAM, Lecture Session. Brian Gould, WGBH/NCAM. WGBH's NCAM has released Cadet, Caption and Description Editing Tool, free, downloadable software that enables anyone to easily produce high-quality caption files and audio description scripts that are compatible with any media player on any web browser. In addition, new resources from the Diagram Center for Accessible Digital Images. Stanley I., Adobe Lab. Campuses take proactive measures on accessibility certification, testing, and procurement. Christopher Lee, G3ICT. Faced with legal repercussions, colleges are beginning to take proactive measures in certifying accessibility professionals, testing products and services, and establishing procurement policies and procedures. This session will explore how campuses are taking proactive measures through launching creative initiatives to improve equal access for students, staff, and campus visitors. Windsor. Accessibility Education, a new certificate and undergraduate minor in Accessibility Studies, UDUC track. Naomi Peterson, Central Washington University. Find out about a new undergraduate minor and professional development certificate in Accessibility Studies. The online curriculum and the very real influence it has to increase awareness and acceptance as well as advocacy skills not just for its students but the faculty who had to approve it in order for it to get into the catalog. Westminster Ballroom I. Identifying Challenges to EPUB Adoption, videotaped. Christian Vinton Johansson, Penn State University. Philip Voorhees, University of Nevada Las Vegas. Jamie Axelrod, Northern Arizona University. Instructional materials and ebooks in the EPUB format have been slow to be adopted by students, institutions, and consumers. What might be the real and perceived barriers to acceptance? The panel will facilitate a discussion with attendees to discover the possible reasons. Westminster Ballroom 2. All numbers and notes, creating accessible math and music materials for students who are blind, videotaped. Michelle Bromley, Portland State University. This presentation will break down the logistics for developing an alternative formats program around STEM and music materials. Attendees will learn how to 1. Generate a basic alternative formats process, 2. Administer alternative formats needs assessments, and 3. Develop comprehensive procedures for addressing inaccessible math and music. Westminster Ballroom 3. Designing Accessibility, Building It In Versus Bolting It On. Gary Ossent, Perkins School for the Blind. Incorporating accessibility best practices during the design of a digital experience, building it in, is much more cost-effective than waiting until coding and development begins, bolting it on. This presentation will discuss an approach for reviewing designs for common accessibility pitfalls and documenting requirements in design artifacts. Westminster Ballroom 4. How to design and create accessible documents and contribute to barrier-free education. Lars Belio Christensen, Census APS. Tanya Steffens, Census APS. This presentation will present how to design and create accessible documents and explain why this is important if we want to aid the process of providing barrier-free education for all. In addition, accessible documents can be repurposed. Both presenters have a vast experience in the field of accessibility and will share their tips, tricks and resources. Lake House. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 2:30 to 2:55 p.m. IAAP/G3ICT, IIAP's Higher Education Community of Practice. 3:05 to 3:30 p.m. 3 Play Media, Quick Start to Accessible Video. Wednesday, November 14th, Breakout Sessions, 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. Which piece of the puzzle are you missing? Unweaving the Possibilities. Kara Zirkel, Essential Accessibility. This presentation will discuss workflow ideas to help businesses and organizations, including higher ed. Institutions incorporate accessibility into various different areas such as policy/procedure, testing, procurement, and equal access/assistive technology. We'll also discuss how each area complements one another and ultimately fit into the larger picture of enterprise accessibility planning. Waverly. Creating Inclusive Learning Environments with Microsoft Accessibility. Anita Mortalini, Microsoft. Manju Banerjee, Landmark College. Meet Microsoft Accessibility Experts, joined by Landmark College, to learn how Microsoft products can help create an inclusive learning environment meeting the needs of all learners. Landmark College, which exclusively serves students who learn differently, shares how they develop confident, independent students at scale through Microsoft products. Meadowbrook I/2. Practical Approaches for Involving People with Disabilities in Digital Product Design and Evaluation, Virtual B. David Sloan, The Pacello Group. Find out effective ways for successfully involving people with disabilities in digital product design and evaluation activities, from activity design to recruitment to generating high-impact results. Cotton Creek I. Build your own content remediation model. Krista Greer, Blackboard. Developing a game plan for content remediation is like build your own adventure. Let us do exactly that. Participants interested in developing a content remediation model unique to their campus will be led through different components and situations to empower their campus-wide content remediation efforts. Double session. Cotton Creek 2. Evaluating and repairing Word and PowerPoint files, Virtual A. Jonathan Whiting, WebAIM. In this hands-on workshop, learn to evaluate and repair common accessibility issues in Microsoft Word and PowerPoint. Double session. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Tips and tricks for accessible PDFs. Rob Haverty, Adobe. At Adobe, we are working to improve the experience of creating accessible PDFs. However, it remains a sometimes challenging process. In my time at Adobe and working with our customers, I have garnered a lot of information about making PDFs accessible. The goal of this session is to share some of the ways I've learned to make the process easier for you. Double session. Stanley 2 Lab. The Path to Digital Document Accessibility. Ryan Pugh, Onyx. What's the first step in developing a digital document accessibility program that works for your organization and your users? Learn what decisions you need to make and how to implement those choices to ensure widespread digital document accessibility now and into the future. Windsor. What the heck is all this EPUB hubbub about? EPUB track. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium / Bainey Tech. Becky Gibson, Nobility. This presentation will provide an overview of what educational publishers are providing by using the EPUB 3 format. The standards, the accessibility conformance requirements, and reporting will be covered. You will learn about the accessibility of EPUBs before it is purchased, and the accessibility of reading apps. Westminster Ballroom I. Building a campus-wide universal design framework from the ground up, videotaped, UDUC track. Cheryl Bergstaller, University of Washington. UD has emerged as framework for addressing diversity issues in the design of software, instruction, and student services. Engage with speaker and other participants about how promoting the UD paradigm to all aspects of campus life can influence the expectation that IT procured, developed, and used on campus will be accessible to. Westminster Ballroom 2. The California State University Accessible Procurement Process from Multiple Perspectives, videotaped. Don Okanica, California State University, Office of the Chancellor. Leon McNaught, California State University, San Bernardino. Christine Fundell, California State University, San Bernardino. Lynn Mahoney, McGraw-Hill Education. Lauren Trimble, Ithaca. Tiffany Salter, Ithaca. Mary Finer, Ithaca. Participants will gain an overview of the California State University, CSU, accessibility review process from the CSU and vendor perspectives. Learning outcomes include basic components of a critical accessibility review, strategies for working with vendors to obtain meaningful accessibility documentation, and changes from the vendor perspective. Double session. Westminster Ballroom 3. Universal Design in Digital Publishing. Deb Castiglione, Cengage. Not just accessibility, but universal design is critical to meet the diverse needs of learners in higher education today. An overview of what Cengage has done and is doing to integrate universal design for learning, UDL, and accessibility into current and future educational experiences will be provided. The specific needs/desires of learners in higher education and those that support them will be discussed. Westminster 4. Zoom. Striving for Functional Accessibility. Hati Ranjan, University of Washington. Ken Ding, Zoom. Web conferencing tools are an integral part of higher education systems and are used more and more for webinars, virtual meetings, and team collaborations. Thanks to feedback from the Athens Zoom Accessibility Collaboration Group, Zoom became reasonably accessible to users. In this session, we'll discuss and demo selected accessibility features. Lake House, Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 3:40 to 4 p.m. Beeline Reader, Mobile Considerations for Text Accessibility. 4:10 to 4:30 p.m. SpellX Corporation, Empowering Through Assistive Technology. Wednesday, November 14, Breakout Sessions, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. The ABCs of A11Y, Creating a Common Vocabulary. William Burgess, Middle Tennessee State University. Is it a heading or a header? Vocabulary is a necessary building block in creating accessible user experiences. Let's collaborate to be sure we're all up to speed on the terminology of accessibility. Waverly. Why a less than perfect VPAT is okay. Elizabeth Semester, Blackboard Inc. Helping organizations understand how to evaluate the content in a vendor's voluntary product accessibility template, VPAT, or accessibility conformance report. Meadowbrook I/2. Experiences of students with visual disabilities with tactile graphics, Virtual B. Guy Tolles, Georgia Institute of Technology. This session will present the results of nationwide survey on tactile graphics. Aim of the survey was to investigate experiences of students with visual disabilities with tactile graphics. How tactile graphics can be designed in a way to support students' learning will be discussed in the light of the results. Cotton Creek I. Build Your Own Content Remediation Model, continued. Krista Greer, Blackboard. Developing a game plan for content remediation is like build your own adventure. Let us do exactly that. Participants interested in developing a content remediation model unique to their campus will be led through different components and situations to empower their campus-wide content remediation efforts. Cotton Creek 2. Evaluating and Repairing Word and PowerPoint Files, continued, Virtual A. Jonathan Whiting, WebAIM. In this hands-on workshop, learn to evaluate and repair common accessibility issues in Microsoft Word and PowerPoint. Stanley I. Adobe Lab. Tips and Tricks for Accessible PDFs, continued. Rob Haverty, Adobe. At Adobe we are working to improve the experience of creating accessible PDFs. However, it remains a sometimes challenging process. In my time at Adobe and working with our customers, I have garnered a lot of information about making PDFs accessible. The goal of this session is to share some of the ways I've learned to make the process easier for you. Stanley 2 Lab. Expanding Access Through University-Wide at Software Licensing. Carlos Herrera, Queensborough Community College. Shivan Mahabir, Queensborough Community College. Bill Kilroy, VFO Group. Michael Wood, VFO Group. The City University of New York, CUNY, and leading assistive technology, AT, software manufacturers are leveraging the power of a package of AT software tools to increase access and other benefits to all CUNY students, faculty, and staff. 1 year after entering into this precedent-setting agreement, we will discuss the goals and objectives of the pilot. Windsor. There and back again on our accessibility and UDL journey, UDUC track. Adrian Ricketts, Chattanooga State Community College. This session outlines the journey to attain digital accessibility while utilizing UDL principles in course design at Chattanooga State Community College. The experiences shared will include what our team has learned in 4 years of combining more accessible user experiences and an updated online course design process. Westminster Ballroom I. Website Liability Under U.S. Accessibility Laws, videotaped. Ken Nakata, Sixtera. Do you understand how disability laws affect websites? This presentation reviews the most important accessibility laws for US-based organizations and universities and offer approaches to avoid serious fines and penalties. We will also introduce the roles of enforcement agencies and private litigants and steps to take to avoid their scrutiny. Westminster Ballroom 2. The California State University Accessible Procurement Process from Multiple Perspectives, continued, videotaped. Don Okunika, California State University, Office of the Chancellor. Leon McNaught, California State University, San Bernardino. Christine Fundell, Lead Accessibility Specialist, CSU San Bernardino. Lynn Mahoney, McGraw-Hill Education. Lauren Trimble, Ithaca. Tiffany Salter, Ithaca. Mary Finer, Ithaca. Participants will gain an overview of the California State University, CSU, accessibility review process from the CSU and vendor perspectives. Learning outcomes include basic components of a critical accessibility review, strategies for working with vendors to obtain meaningful accessibility documentation, and changes from the vendor perspective. Westminster 3. From the professor's word processor to the student's smartphone, practical accessible EPUB using familiar tools, EPUB track. Richard Orme, DAISY Consortium. In addition to published books and journals, learners also need access to accessible documents produced by their own school and professors. This session will demonstrate practical workflows for creating accessible and flexible course materials. Westminster 4. Fantastic Forms and How to Fix Them. Elizabeth Linitz, Primacy. Tyrone Mitchell, Primacy. A case study describing the process of transforming complex, inaccessible forms into accessible forms. Lake House. Exhibit Hall Reception, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Athen Annual Meeting, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Westminster Ballroom 4. Thursday, November 15, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Registration Desk Open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Exhibit Hall Open, Westminster Ballroom Foyer. 8 to 9 a.m. Breakout Sessions. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Breakout Sessions. 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. Roundtable Discussions. 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Exhibit Hall Refreshment Break. 12:20 to 2 p.m. Lunch, on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. Breakout Sessions. 3:15 to 4 p.m. Exhibit Hall Refreshment Break. 4 to 5 p.m. Breakout Sessions. 7 to 8:30 p.m. Keynote Banquet featuring Brittany Wilson, sponsored by Accessibility Oz. Westminster Ballroom I/2/3. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Thursday, November 15th. Breakout Sessions, 8 to 9 a.m. EIT Accessibility at Youngstown State University. Thomas Madsen, Youngstown State University. Gina McGranahan, Youngstown State University. The issues with the lack of electronic accessibility on college campuses have been well documented. Efforts are currently underway to correct these deficiencies. In this presentation, we will share experiences in making electronic content at Youngstown State University more accessible. Waverly. Powerful Presentation Skills for the Accessibility Professional, Virtual A. Krista Miller, Virginia Tech. As subject matter experts in disabilities and accessibility, we are often called upon to provide training and professional development to others. However, it is uncommon for us to receive formal training in this area ourselves. Through discussion and small group activities, participants will explore and practice techniques for giving presentations. Meadowbrook I/2. Assistive Technology for Campus-Wide Access for Those with Visual Challenges. Michael Wood, VFO. In this session, we will discuss how colleges and universities are moving towards site licenses of software to provide access to students and faculty anywhere on campus and at home. We will share success stories from other schools currently using this model and discuss the process it took to reach that level. Cotton Creek I. Introduction to Web Accessibility, a practical demonstration of the real-life implications for people with disabilities. Jeffrey Singleton, Xetira. Ken Nakata, Xetira. Web accessibility newcomers are often bewildered on where to begin. This session provides a jumpstart in understanding basic web accessibility principles and the impact on people with disabilities. Cotton Creek 2. What's new in Acrobat, Virtual B. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Adobe continues to focus on improving the experience in making PDFs accessible and using Acrobat. Each release of Acrobat Pro DC, continuous version, has new or improved functionality to achieve this goal. This session will walk participants through the various updates and how to use the new features and functionality. Double session. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. How to meet WCAG requirements with freeway resources. Sharon Rush, Nobility. Robert Jolly, Nobility. Step through and learn to use resources from the New Way website to help you validate, document, and maintain WCAG conformance of your websites and applications. Double session. Stanley 2 Lab. Students' perspectives, leveraging student workers to expand services and increase sense of belonging. Lila Flores Torres, University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. Tanya Paulette, the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. This presentation focuses on the contribution of student workers to the expansion of accessibility services and to the perception of sense of belonging of students with disabilities. We will explore the experiences and perspectives of university students who provide accessibility services, and those who utilize accessibility services and supports. Windsor. Design considerations in delivering accessibility training in online higher education, UDUC track. Tanya Heap, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Mark Thompson, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Hadi Rangin, University of Washington. This panel presentation aims to share design strategies, experiences, and challenges in delivering accessibility and universal design training to different audiences in online higher education. From faculty members teaching a broad range of disciplines to e-learning and media professionals involved in online course development and production. Westminster Ballroom I. What's new in WCAG 2.1, videotaped. Jonathan Whiting, WebAIM. Published in June 2018, WCAG 2.1 is the first update to the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines in almost a decade. Learn what's new in WCAG 2.1, if these changes have any impact on U.S. law, and how to start implementing some of these principles today. Westminster Ballroom 2. Disability Services Offices Talk About EPUB, Is It Time to Adopt? Videotaped, EPUB track. Jamie Axelrod, Northern Arizona University. Don Evans, AMAC Accessibility. Corey Singleton, George Mason University. Robert Becker, University of Phoenix. A select panel of DR/DS providers will discuss the benefits and concerns of adopting EPUB materials as a way to ensure accessibility. Westminster Ballroom 3. ARIA 1.1, an in-depth view into the new and shiny. Suman Damara, DIC Software. Discover some of the most significant new additions to WAI ARIA 1.1, and how well these properties and values are supported with different assistive technologies. Westminster 4. Transparency in textbooks, knowing ahead of time what you will get. Rick Johnson, Vital Source Technologies, LLC. Amy Salmon, Tech for All Incorporated. Buyer beware is not what learners want when looking for accessible materials. Transparency into the accessibility features of a textbook or other learning materials before purchase, or before the selection by an instructor has long been a dream, but no longer. Come learn how Vital Source and the industry are providing this long-wished-for ability. Lake House. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 9 to 9:25 a.m. Dinolytics, Dinolytics powered by Wave. 9:35 to 10 a.m. Onyx, Equidox by Onyx. PDF remediation in under a minute. 10:10 to 10:35 a.m. Enhanced Vision / Freedom Scientific / Optilic / Pacello Group Vispero Accessibility Licensing for the Higher Ed Enterprise. Thursday, November 15th. Breakout Sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Tips for Working with Accessibility Consultants. Gary Ausent, Perkins School for the Blind. If you are working with an accessibility consultant, or thinking about it, this presentation will provide some best practices to ensure that the client/consultant partnership is a successful one. Waverly. IT colleagues, from accessibility newbies into accessibility auditors, Virtual A. Kristen Dabney, Tufts University. Tufts Student Accessibility Services Office created accessibility testing guidelines designed to help IT professionals complete basic accessibility audits for digital products before they are purchased. Meadowbrook I/2. What is VPAT Registered 2.0? Joe Humbert, Interactive Accessibility. Voluntary Product Accessibility Template Registered, VPAT Registered, 2.0 is the current iteration of a method for organizations to document the accessibility of their products and services. This session will discuss how VPAT 2.0 improves upon its original version, how they should be created, and how to use them to vet accessibility conformance claims. Cotton Creek I. Can you see us? We can hear you, unpacking the realities of the blind experience at CU Boulder. Kevin Darcy, University of Colorado Boulder. Mike Williamson, University of Colorado Boulder. Amelia Dickerson, University of Colorado Boulder. This research seeks to illuminate how objective ADA policies and academic accommodations are experienced by blind students at CU Boulder. Cotton Creek 2. What's new in Acrobat? Continued, Virtual B. Rob Haverty, Adobe. Adobe continues to focus on improving the experience in making PDFs accessible and using Acrobat. Each release of Acrobat Pro DC, continuous version, has new or improved functionality to achieve this goal. This session will walk participants through the various updates and how to use the new features and functionality. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. How to meet WCAG requirements with freeway resources, continued. Sharon Rush, Nobility. Robert Jolly, Nobility. Step through and learn to use resources from the New Way website to help you validate, document, and maintain WCAG conformance of your websites and applications. Stanley 2 Lab. The importance of semantics, for designers and developers. Gerard Cohen, Wells Fargo. Semantics on the web have to do with the implied meaning and interaction, and they are the backbone of web accessibility. It's important that both designers and developers are familiar with the semantic meaning of elements. Choosing the right element, and using in the correct way, is just as important to designers as it is developers. Windsor. Stories behind universal design, accessibility, and diversity, a complete video curriculum for faculty, UDUC track. Craig Spooner, Colorado State University. Marla Roll, Assistive Technology Resource Center. Allison Kidd, Assistive Technology Resource Center. Anna Walker, Assistive Technology Resource Center. Last year at AHG we showed a pilot video and gathered feedback. Now, the videos are complete. We will show samples of this new video curriculum, which uses storytelling to personalize the concepts of diversity and inclusion to help educate faculty and staff about the benefits of universally designed instructional materials. Westminster Ballroom I. Thinking beyond described video with integrated described video, IDV, videotaped. Chris O'Brien, Accessible Media Inc. Integrated described video, IDV, is the next generation of described video, bringing a proactive, universal design approach to description. Westminster 2. Promoting document accessibility efforts and PDF remediation options, videotaped. Gabby DeJong, University of Washington. Anna Thompson, University of Washington Bothell. In early 2017, the University of Washington implemented a document accessibility pilot project to explore the complexities, financial burden, and time commitments facing units when implementing Washington State Policy 188. Access to Information Technology. Hear the details of the pilot and how it influenced an initiative across campus. Westminster 3. Faculty Collaboration, Building Workable Relationships. Edward Beeson, Tennessee Tech University. This session will provide real-world insights to successfully building and navigating relationships with faculty and others on campus. Westminster Ballroom 4. Automated live captioning with higher ed in mind. Will Lewis, Microsoft. Brian Triger, NTID. Rochester Institute of Technology, RIT, has the largest access services in the world, providing interpretive and captioning services to the 8% of their student population who are deaf or hard of hearing, D/HH. Microsoft technologies in PowerPoint and Microsoft Translator have provided additional communication tools to fill the gap. Lake House. Roundtables, 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. Locations announced on site. Exhibitor presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 10:45 to 11:15 a.m. SCOM, face-to-face communication deaf hard of hearing and hearing. Exhibitor break, 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Exhibitor presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 2:30 to 3:15 p.m. DocSoft Incorporated, captioning its time. Thursday, November 15th, breakout sessions, 2:15, 3:15 p.m. Leveraging Library Consortia to improve vendor e-resource accessibility in the Big Ten Academic Alliance. Heidi Schroeder, Michigan State University. This presentation will describe how libraries in the Big Ten Academic Alliance have used their collective influence and resources to engage with vendors to improve library electronic resource accessibility and to share accessibility information with the broader library community. Waverly. Social Media and Accessibility, Virtual A. G.N. Wild, Accessibility Oz. G.N. Wild goes through the accessibility issues of each of the four main social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn, and discusses ways that you can make sure your social media content is accessible. Meadowbrook I/2. Building a Sustainable Document Remediation Plan, Hits and Misses from GMU's One-Year Pilot. Corey Singleton, George Mason University. Robert Starr, George Mason University. This session will highlight the GMU Assistive Technology Initiative's efforts to build a sustainable document accessibility strategy. We will cover the successes and failures of our one-year pilot, strategies for document remediation, and outreach initiatives. Cotton Creek I. Lessons Learned Building an Internal Digital Accessibility Consultancy at Yale. Michael Harris, Yale University. Michael Vaughn, Yale University. Michelle Morgan, Yale University. We will outline how Yale has been successful setting up an internal consultancy to support accessibility throughout the university. We will describe the group's role and scope within the institution and how it interacts with other campus units. We will discuss approaches to supporting multiple stakeholders, from faculty to web developers. Cotton Creek 2. Making math accessible doesn't have to be terrifying. Virtual B. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Making math accessible for the visually impaired or those with specific learning disabilities seems like an insurmountable task. However, it turns out it isn't all that hard to do. You just need to have access to the right software, learn the software, and give yourself time to practice and hone those skills. Making math accessible doesn't have to be terrifying. Double session. Standley I, Adobe Lab. Make accessible EPUBs from Adobe InDesign layouts, lecture session. Bevi Shagnon, PubCom Publishing Communications. If you already can make InDesign layouts for accessible PDFs, then this demonstration will give the details you need to know about converting them to accessible EPUBs, giving your college more options to meet the needs of your students with minimal cost and labor. Double session. Standley 2. Reduce, reuse, revise, saving your sanity by single sourcing content. Michael Mace, Indiana University. Greg Hanek, Indiana University. Learn how Indiana University uses a document repository to serve the same accessibility content to online courses, websites, and a knowledge base. Editing a single document permits that information to flow outward to all three distribution channels, simplifying updates and maintenance while ensuring consistency of message. Windsor, A personalized approach to engaging with course content, automating UDL principles with Blackboard Allies alternative formats, UDUC track. John Scott, Blackboard. Nicholas Mathiges, Blackboard. Presenters discuss universal design for learning and the importance of representing course content in diverse formats for learners. Drawing from course content research, we demonstrate how Blackboard Ally activates UDL guidelines by automatically generating alternative formats of files, allowing students to choose formats that work best for them. Westminster Ballroom I. Intro to audio description, videotaped. Alisa Adelberg, 3 Play Media. This session will cover the basics of how to add audio description to online video, legal requirements for audio description, video player compatibility, examples and demos, how to create audio description, and benefits of audio description outside of accessibility. Westminster Ballroom 2. Valerie Sundby, AMAC. Anxiety is often the companion of other disabilities and can take a back seat, not getting diagnosed and treated. The shame and humiliation of being identified with an anxiety disorder and accepting treatment is not trivial. Some of the success criteria in WCAG 2.0 and UDL principles can help lessen anxiety and prevent it from becoming disabling. Westminster Ballroom 3. Automation in PDF accessibility, what can and can't be done. Paul Reyes, Common Look. Building on last year's session Understanding the Standards and Mitigating Risk, in which a multi-phase accessibility plan was proposed for achieving document accessibility, this year we'll look at where automation can fit into this plan to help with accessible document creation, remediation, testing, and more. Westminster Ballroom 4. Detangling complex components. Justin Stockton, The Pacello Group. Frameworks like React, Angular and Vue allow developers to build reusable components. We'll look at different types of components and highlight the techniques needed to reuse them in an accessible manner. Lake House. Exhibit Hall Refreshment Break, 3:15 to 4 p.m. Westminster Ballroom Foyer. Exhibitor Presentations, South Courtyard Foyer. 4 to 4:30 p.m. I2I Mentoring Program. How We Help Serve Your Students. Thursday, November 15th Breakout Sessions, 4 to 5 p.m. Able Data, Finding Assistive Technologies to Support Student Accommodation Needs. Tyler Matney, New Editions Consulting Incorporated. Get an overview of Able Data's resources to help faculty, administrators, and students with disabilities find assistive technologies, at, to assist them in performing educational tasks. We will help you understand different ed options and support programs available to accommodate student needs and how to help them achieve equal access. Waverly. I was wrong. Build your successful accessibility program by learning from my mistakes, Virtual A. Angela Hooker, Microsoft. Whether or not you're new to the field, when you manage an accessibility program, you can fall into common traps, but there's no need to. Learn from my observations and old mistakes. Get tips for running a successful program and avoiding poor management choices, poor policy, poor planning, and more that can hinder your program. Meadowbrook I/2. Does poor note-taking affect retention? Tennessee Tech Explore note-taking software with at-risk students. Craig Nathan Moss, SonoSent. Struggling with retention targets? Retaining at-risk of failure students is a complex task, but for Tennessee Tech's DSS department, assistive technology was a tool for empowerment on intensive courses. This session explores how a pilot of note-taking software enabled every single student to increase their GPA and engage with challenging courses. Cotton Creek I. Standards 101, The Many Shades of Gray. Navesha Maharaj, DIC. Violation of standards or a best practice. As much as we all want an exceptional web experience for our users, we don't have the resources to follow every best practice while also ensuring that our process is efficient and effective. Let's focus on clarifying some of the most confusing, debated, and misinterpreted areas in the realm of accessibility requirements and best practices. Cotton Creek 2. Making math accessible doesn't have to be terrifying. Continued, Virtual B. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Making math accessible for the visually impaired or those with specific learning disabilities seems like an insurmountable task. However, it turns out it isn't all that hard to do. You just need to have access to the right software, learn the software, and give yourself time to practice and hone those skills. Making math accessible doesn't have to be terrifying. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Make accessible EPUBs from Adobe InDesign layouts, lecture session, continued. Bevi Shagnon, PubCom Publishing Communications. If you already can make InDesign layouts for accessible PDFs, then this demonstration will give the details you need to know about converting them to accessible EPUBs, giving your college more options to meet the needs of your students with minimal cost and labor. Stanley 2 Lab. Access 360, developing a shared framework to support institutional and system-level change. Jess Thompson, Washington State Board for Community and Technical Colleges. Colleges participating in Washington State's Access 360 use the Goals Benchmark and Planning Tool from the National Center on Disability and Access to Education to develop a shared understanding of what institutional accessibility looks like and to guide system colleges as they work to develop and implement accessibility policy and procedures. Windsor. Practical First Steps for Achieving Web Accessibility and Avoiding Liability. Ken Nakata, Sixtera. Jeff Singleton, Xetira. Web accessibility newcomers are often bewildered on where to begin. This session provides a jumpstart in understanding basic web accessibility principles and the impact on people with disabilities. Westminster Ballroom I. Keep it simple. Accessible Design Thinking, lecture session, videotaped. Eric Eggert, Nobility. ARIA. HTML. CSS. Animation. Interaction. The web in 2018 is incredibly complex. In this talk, Eric Eggert shows how to use accessible design principles to plan, communicate, and implement accessibility in projects from the start. Westminster Ballroom 2. The Forest and the Trees, Scaling for Enterprise-Level Digital Accessibility, videotaped. Catherine Weber-Hodelman, University of Connecticut. Participants will learn to incorporate consideration of policies, automated and manual compliance testing, and training for various skill levels of web content authors into enterprise-level accessibility plans. Westminster 3. Journals, monographs, and trade books can be accessible too. EPUB track. Bill Kasdorf, Kasdorf and Associates, LLC. Luke Audrain, Hatchett Lever. Rob Posadas, Adepon. John McGlone, University of Michigan. Richard Orme, DAISY Consortium. EPUB is a standard format for trade and scholarly books and now, journals too. They are closer to being accessible than most people realize. Speakers will include Luke Audrain from Hatchett, Trade Books. John McGlone from the University of Michigan Press, Scholarly Monographs. And a speaker TBD from Adepon, Journal Articles as EPUBs. Westminster Ballroom 4. Redesigning the Word Online Ribbon with Community Feedback. Hati Rangan, University of Washington. Jeremy Sperlin, Microsoft. The ribbon is an integral part of Microsoft Office products. Thanks to feedback from the Athen Microsoft Collaboration Group, Microsoft recently redesigned the ribbon for Word Online, simplifying the ribbon's user interactions to make it more accessible to all users. In this session we'll discuss and demo the redesigned ribbon we collaborated on. Lake House. Keynote presentation and dinner. Thursday, November 15, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Sponsored by Accessibility Oz, Westminster Ballroom I/2/3, and People with Disabilities. Brittany Wilson, Staff Attorney/DOTEC Fellow at the National Center for Law and Economic Justice. Ms. Wilson will discuss how disability intersects with race, gender, and several of the political issues of the day, as well as the need for social justice advocates to recognize and fully incorporate disability and disability rights into their work. Friday, November 16, 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Registration desk open, Fountain Greens Foyer. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 10:30 a.m. AM refreshment break, Stanley Foyer. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. breakout sessions. 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. breakout sessions. Complete session details can be found at accessinghigherground.org. Friday, November 16th. Breakout sessions, 8 to 9 a.m. Unconference. Topics and locations will be announced on site. Friday, November 16th. Breakout sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Risk Analysis Portfolio Prioritization for Higher Ed. Bill Curtis Davidson, Level Access. This session will provide an overview of how to inventory your digital assets, evaluate your digital assets based on key risk factors, prioritize your digital assets for remediation, establish a prioritization plan for remediation. Waverly. Trending tech tools, what's new, what's improved, and what's on the horizon for assistive technology and accessibility tools, Virtual A. Rachel Cruzell, Augsburg University. The field of assistive technology and accessibility is constantly changing. Tech giants are making more frequent updates to their products. As a result, knowing the latest updates is essential. Assistive technology and accessibility software updates from major tech companies such as TextHelp, SonoSent, and Microsoft, as well as free and low-cost tools to support students on campus, will be featured and shown. Meadowbrook AI. If you build it, they will come. Success with a custom captioning solution. Jordan Cameron, Kennesaw State University. The presentation will cover Kennesaw State University's collaborative work with vendors to create a custom captioning solution for the university community and the results of making captioning an ingrained part of instructional development. Meadowbrook 2. The Power of PDF/UA, Lecture Session. Navesha Maharaj, DIC. The question has been in the air from people of all roles. Does a PDF need to just comply with the Adobe Accessibility Checker, or does it need to conform with WCAG 2.0 and PDF/UA? Let's look at the importance of not only producing a universally accessible document, but also a usable high-quality document instead of only conforming with a standard. Stanley I, Adobe Lab. Accessibility, Past, Present, and Future, Virtual B. Gerard Cohen, Wells Fargo. In this presentation, I go throughout history to meet famous people/events that have helped shape accessibility and look forward to what's to come. Cotton Creek I. The Library Accessibility Committee, from grassroots interest group to a proactive force for accessibility, lecture session. Vinky Lush, Penn State University Libraries. Vicky Brightbill, Penn State University Libraries. What started as a small gathering of individuals, passionate about accessibility in the libraries, in a few short years grew to become an active organization that advocates for accessibility across the libraries and across Penn State University. Stanley II Lab. Teaching Accessibility, A National Survey and the Way Forward, UDUC Track. Richard Ladner, University of Washington. A survey was done in 2017 of more than 14,000 computing and information science faculty in the U.S. about whether or not they teach accessibility-related topics, and if not, why not. The results of the survey will be presented along with observations about how to increase the teaching of accessibility. Cotton Creek 2. Purchasing Born Accessible Software and Content Can Change the World. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium/BaineyTech. Robin Seaman, BaineyTech. Philip Voorhees, University of Nevada, Las Vegas. It is incumbent on institutions to purchase accessible software and educational publications. Getting accessible software and content into universities has been difficult, but there are some major breakthroughs. This session will cover techniques that work to purchase both accessible software and certified born accessible published content. Windsor, Building Interdepartmental Relationships That Promote Change, Krista Miller, Virginia Tech. Changing campus climate to better support disabilities requires a multi-pronged effort, including policies, procedures, and requirements. However, it is nearly impossible to create change without building relationships with those who can make those changes. This session will focus on developing an action plan, identifying needs, and partners. Westminster Ballroom I. Accessible Interactive Simulations for Science Learning. Emily Moore, University of Colorado Boulder. Interactive science simulations are commonly used in college courses. We will introduce PHET interactive simulations, free online simulations that support learning through science inquiry. We will then share our research into creating simulations accessible through auditory descriptions and alternative input, and resources for supporting teachers. Westminster Ballroom 2. Friday, November 16th. Breakout sessions, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Getting to governance, prepare your digital content for an ongoing accessibility governance program. Jacqueline Tolisano, Optum. Angela Tarvin, Optum. This session discusses how to prepare your digital content for an ongoing accessibility governance program. Angela and Jackie will share their experience in helping Optum and United Healthcare bring their consumer-facing digital properties into compliance and how this approach can work for anyone creating and publishing digital content. Waverly. The Big Ten Academic Alliance's Shared Approach to Procurement and Vendor Relations, Virtual A. Bill Welsh, Rutgers University. Charlie Kalik, Rutgers University. Nate Evans, Michigan State University. Learn how the Big Ten Academic Alliance is working together to develop policies, processes and procedures for procurement of accessible IT, as well as assisting each other with managing vendor relationships that can foster better product accessibility within the Big Ten. Also, each presenter will share their own institution's practices in this area. Meadowbrook I. Accessibility During a Web Build. G.N. Wild, Accessibility Oz. Incorporating accessibility into your website build is important and can often mean the difference between an accessible and an inaccessible site at launch. Specific stages require accessibility intervention, including design, template, and final site launch. Suitable tasks and training are also covered. Meadowbrook 2. Working collaboratively, building partnerships between internal teams and external vendors to launch and maintain accessible experiences, lecture session. Elizabeth Linitz, Primacy. Tyrone Mitchell, Primacy. In this session, we share the steps to building successful partnerships with vendors, internal developers, and authors to design and maintain accessible websites or apps. Our discussion provides solutions for common problems accessibility teams regularly encounter. Stanley I. Adobe Lab. Interactive 3D Printed Tactile Campus Maps, Virtual B. Holly Lawson, Portland State University. Shariya Zenkot, Cornell Tech. Lei Shi, Cornell Tech. Michael Cantino, Portland State University. This presentation introduces the Market and Talkit iOS software, which enables an individual to add text or audio annotations to a 3D printed model. Presenters share the use of this toolkit with 3D printed tactile maps. Cotton Creek I. Teaching Accessibility and Multi-Screen Design, a Content Strategy Master's Course, UDUC Track. Eric Eggert, Nobility. Accessibility and Multi-Screen Design is an integral part of the Content Strategy Master's Course at FH Jonum in Graz, Austria. This talk shows how the topic of accessibility is positioned inside the course and how students can be engaged in the topic of accessibility. Cotton Creek 2. Accessibility at Scale, Meeting the Diverse Needs of MOOC Learners. Art Morgan, Automatic Sync Technologies. John Tubbs, Director of Digital Media for eLearning, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Geese College of Business. Accommodation strategies used with on-campus degree programs often don't translate to appropriate solutions for MOOCs. This session explores how the University of Illinois' hybrid graduate degree and MOOC program used captioned video, audio description, and HTML content modules to create accessible courses for more than 300,000 students. Windsor. More accessible than you realize, what the Big Five publishers provide, EPUB track. Bill Kasdorf, Kasdorf & Associates, LLC. Deb Castiglione, Cengage. Rachel Comerford, Macmillan Learning. Mary Konzachi, McGraw-Hill Education. Jonathan Thurston, Pearson. Tim Lindner, Wiley. The Big Five higher ed publishers share their EPUB stories. How are they implementing accessibility and what features can you expect in their new titles? Moderated by Bill Kasdorf, speakers include Rachel Comerford from Macmillan Learning, Jonathan Thurston from Pearson, Lisa Nix from McGraw-Hill, and Michelle Bruno from Cengage. Westminster Ballroom I. More than disability, captioning for the world. Eileen Hopkins, Access Innovation Media, AI Media. Sue Sainos-Shion, Access Innovation Media, AI Media. This presentation will touch on some of our research-based findings into the wider use of captioning and will highlight some of the beneficiaries of this technology, beyond traditional users and environments. Westminster Ballroom 2. Friday, November 16, breakout sessions, 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Note taking accommodations and technology, beyond the technical tools. Paul Harwell, Harvard University. This session will discuss the core issues that impact note-taking processes and how to use technology to support effective note-taking. We will go beyond a simple list of tech tools and instead focus on how and why technology, when paired with the right strategies, can improve access. Waverly. Not another lecture-style presentation, Virtual A. Brad Held, University of Central Florida. Disability professionals struggle to garner interest for their presentations or workshops. Just getting faculty or staff to register for their training doesn't guarantee that the topics will be practiced. In this presentation, the presenter will share tips for designing a memorable educational experience that doesn't involve a projector/clicker. Meadowbrook I. Best practices for automating document accessibility. Dennis Kwan, Crawford Technologies. It's important that documents be delivered in accessible formats. Traditionally, this is a manual process. New tools are available today that help automate the generation of accessible electronic formats, including accessible PDF, accessible HTML, and EPUB. We will discuss best practices for converting published documents such as course material, syllabi, custom courseware, and other educational material to accessible electronic formats for all assistive technologies. Meadowbrook 2. Pretty accessible, bringing beauty, simplicity, and usability to accessible products, Virtual B. Rachel Comerford, Macmillan Learning. Amy Salmon, Tech for All Incorporated. As educational materials move to the digital domain, resources provided to students extend beyond texts. Simulations have all become key resources. Each needs to be accessible and comes with unique challenges. Sadly, accessibility has an undeserved reputation for joyless functionality and pedagogical compromise. So how do we make pretty accessible? Cotton Creek I. Teaching accessibility, case studies of courses that include accessibility topics in their curricula, UDUC track. Howard Kramer, AHEAD, University of Colorado Boulder. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. Corey Singleton, George Mason University. In this session, the speakers will review curricula components that they and other faculty have used in classes that teach about accessibility in computer science, IT and web design courses. Specific resources that can incorporated into classes will be discussed. Cotton Creek 2. Our other tools, Courage, Freedom, Hospitality, Aspiration, and more. Scott Marshall, University of Minnesota. Beyond technical tools, our work calls us to use qualities like compassion, courage, hospitality, and more. These qualities can be tools, and like all tools, they require intentional practice to wield effectively. We will explore what these qualities are, their presence in our work, and ways we might practice, nurture, and make them a priority. Windsor. New accessibility features in Matt Jacks V3.0, lecture session. Volker Zarga, Progressive Accessibility Solutions. We present an overview of the accessibility features of the new release of Math Jacks, a library for rendering mathematical formulas on the web. We demonstrate how to convert mathematical teaching material into web content that can be rendered with Math Jacks and automatically be made accessible for students with visual impairments and dyslexia. Westminster Ballroom I. Exhibitor presentation schedule. Wednesday, November 14th. 9 to 9:30 a.m. Common Look. Using Common Look PDF Global Access to Remediate and Verify PDF Documents for Accessibility, David Hare. 9:40 to 10:10 a.m. Crawford Technologies Using Smartphones and Barcodes to Make Documents Accessible, Doug Koppenhofer. 11:15 to 11:45 a.m. Sonocent, at Aura Tool for UDL. How All Students Improve Note-Taking with Sonocent Audio Note-Taker. Craig Nathan Moss. 2:30 to 2:55 p.m. IAAP/G3ICT, IAAP's Higher Education Community of Practice, Christopher Lee. 3:05 to 3:30 p.m. 3Play Media, Quick Start to Accessible Video, Elisa Adelberg. 3:40 to 4 p.m. Beeline Reader, Mobile Considerations for Text Accessibility, Nick Lum. 4:10 to 4:30 p.m. SpellX Corporation, Empowering Through Assistive Technology, Vince Petrillo. Thursday, November 15th. 9 to 9:25 a.m. Dinolytics, Dinolytics Powered by Wave, J. Pope. 9:35 to 10 a.m. Onyx, Equidox by Onyx. PDF Remediation in Under a Minute, Pat Needles. 10:10 to 10:35 a.m. Enhanced Vision/Freedom Scientific/Optilic/. The Pacello Group, Vispero Accessibility Licensing for the Higher Ed Enterprise, Mike Wood. 10:45 to 11:15 a.m. ESCOM, Face-to-Face Communication, Deaf, Hard of Hearing, and Hearing, Jason Curry. 2:30 to 3:15 p.m. DocSoft Incorporated, Captioning It's Time. Michael Robichaud. 4 to 4:30 p.m. I2I, Inc., I2I Mentoring Program. How We Help Serve Your Students, Tori Kisner. Exhibitor Directory, Conference Sponsors. 3Play Media, Gold Sponsor. Booth Number 11. www.3playmedia.com. Accessible Video Made Easy. 3Play Media provides closed captioning, transcription, and audio description to more than 2,500 customers in higher education, enterprise, entertainment, and government. 3Play Media simplifies the process of making videos accessible through flexible APIs, integrations with video players and platforms, simple plugins, and a user-friendly online account system. Accessibility Oz, Platinum Keynote Dinner Sponsor. Booth Number 17. www.accessibilityoz.com. Accessibility Oz is an accessibility consultancy based in Australia and the United States. They work to ensure that clients meet accessibility requirements by providing assistance during fixes and instructional information through Accessibility Oz's products, OzWiki and OzART. Accessibility Oz offers a range of accessibility services and products to organizations around the world. Adobe, Computer Lab Sponsor. Adobe.com. Adobe gives you everything you need to design and deliver exceptional digital experiences. We're passionate about empowering people to create beautiful and powerful images, videos, and apps across every screen. Access Innovation Media, AI Media, Lanyard Sponsor. Booth Number 14. www.ai-media.tv. AI Media is dedicated to ending the experience of social, educational, and vocational exclusion by creating economic access solutions for people with disabilities. AI Media's US, Canadian, UK and Australian offices operate 24/7/365 to deliver accurate real-time captioning and transcription services. We work with committed partners, contributing to a more inclusive world. Appligent Document Solutions, Bronze Sponsor. Booth Number 13. Appligent.com. Appligent Document Solutions provides high-quality accessibility services and remediation of PDF documents. Our education customers rely on us for excellent advice and service in providing accessible content. Email us at section508@appligent.com. Blackboard, Gold Sponsor. Booth Number 12. www.blackboard.com. Blackboard Ally is a revolutionary product that integrates seamlessly into the learning management system and focuses on making digital course content more accessible. Common Look, Bronze Sponsor. Booth Number 24. www.commonlook.com. Common Look Registered is a world-leading provider of software products and professional services enabling government agencies and corporations to meet their obligations for electronic document accessibility to achieve compliance accessibility standards. Sixtera, Bronze Sponsor. Booth Number 15. www.compliancesheriff.com. Compliance Sheriff, a Sixtera solution, allows you to make your website accessible. Sixtera delivers web accessibility software and a comprehensive framework for web accessibility built upon extensive research and decades of global industry experience to develop a practical and robust accessibility model. Our customers have leveraged Compliance Sheriff to shape customers' accessibility policies and practices. DIC, Bronze Sponsor. Booth Number 9. www.dic.com. DIC Systems is a leading provider of web and mobile accessibility software and services. Striving to provide practical accessibility solutions that reflect real-world development environments, DIC works with a broad range of clients to not only fix their inaccessible content but to integrate accessibility into their existing design and development processes through the use of automation and training. The DIC Agile approach to accessibility ensures that organizations that have the tool set to make large and complex websites accessible. Enhanced Vision / Freedom Scientific / Optilic / The Pacello Group, Gold Sponsor. Booth Number 16. https://vispero.com. Empowering Independence. Vispero Trademark is the world's leading assistive technology provider for the visually impaired and owner of the brands AI Squared, Enhanced Vision, Freedom Scientific, Optilic and the Pacello Group. All of the Vispero brands have a long history of developing and providing innovative solutions for blind and low vision individuals, helping them to reach their full potential. Microsoft, Gold Sponsor. Booth Number 28. http://microsoft.com/accessibility. Microsoft is committed to creating and delivering technology that empowers all people. We know that people interact with our products in diverse ways. So, we're working hard to ensure our products are designed with accessibility in mind and provide a great user experience for everyone. For more information, please visit our website. http://microsoft.com/accessibility and be sure to attend one of our presentations about the accessibility work being done throughout Microsoft. Onyx, Gold Sponsor. Booth Number 19. Equidox.co. Equidox by Onyx Trademark empowers organizations to easily and cost-effectively convert inaccessible PDFs into WCAG 2.0A compliant HTML and accessible PDF and EPUB2 content. Leverage the Equidox web-based conversion tool for in-house document remediation or outsource your project to their PDF conversion services team. Onyx also offers website and application accessibility testing, training, and consulting to help organizations break down the barriers to information access and reach everyone in their potential audience. Perkins School for the Blind, Gold Sponsor. www.perkins.org/access. Perkins School for the Blind, a world leader in services for people with visual impairments and other disabilities for almost 200 years, knows all about making the world more accessible to reduce barriers. Our history, combined with our extensive experience in digital accessibility, has led our accessibility consulting group, Perkins Access, to become a trusted advisor to companies, governments, and educational institutions around the world. QA Infotech, Silver Sponsor. Booth Number 32. https://qainfotech.com. QA Infotech is a leading independent software testing company with a workforce of 1,300 plus QA engineers and domain experts. We cater globally to a number of clients in varied domains with our gamut of testing services, which include manual functional testing, automation testing, performance testing, security testing, globalization localization testing, and a niche in accessibility testing with our novel paired testing approach, wherein one visually impaired engineer conducts the test coverage with a sighted engineer to produce realistic and expedient results. www.qainfotech.com. Sonocent, Gold Sponsor. Booth Number 23. www.sonocent.com. The Future of Note-Taking. Hello from Sonocent. We develop software that enables students to achieve more. Our tools combine audio, color highlighting, text, images and presentation slides all into a single visual and kinesthetic workspace for learning. With our software, you can visualize speech from audio recordings, making audio as easy to access and manipulate as text. Sonocent Audio Note Taker can be used to help learners take notes in class, compose essays, practice presentations, and more. We're proud to have already helped over 120,000 students, and be used by more than 300 US colleges and extensively in the UK. Text Help, Bronze Sponsor. Booth Number 21. www.texthelp.com. Hello, we're TextHelp. We believe that literacy is every student's passport to success. We create smart, user-friendly literacy and learning solutions that provide the personalized support each student needs. Through reading, writing, math and research features. Exhibitor Directory. Access Text Network. Booth Number 25. www.accesstext.org. The Access Text Network provides an easy way for disability service providers to request textbook files from leading publishers on behalf of students with disabilities. Membership is free. Alternative Communication Services. Booth Number 8. www.acscaptions.com. The mission of Alternative Communication Services, ACS, is to provide the highest quality voice-to-text and sign language services possible, delivering these services to consumers throughout the world, and recognizing the unique strengths of each individual in the process. Automatic Sync Technologies. Booth Number 27. www.automaticsync.com. Quality matters. Automate the process, keep the learning. Caption Sync by AST was developed more than 14 years ago, in collaboration with a team of expert advisors from higher education and with funding from an SBIR grant from the U.S. Department of Education. Today, AST's Caption Sync service is the most cost-efficient, high-quality, transcription, captioning and audio description service available. Beeline Reader. Booth Number 10. www.beelinereader.com/education. Color is the new black. Beeline Reader is a startup that has developed an alternative text format that helps many readers with dyslexia, ADHD, and various vision impairments. This approach uses line wrapping color gradients, which pull the reader's eyes through the text. Independent educational testing has shown strong benefits for reading fluency and reading comprehension, and vision experts at Stanford Medical School and UC Berkeley School of Optometry recommend Beeline Reader to patients. Beeline Reader is a social impact-focused startup that has won awards from Stanford University, New Schools Venture Fund, and the Tech Museum of Innovation. Beeline Reader was recently recognized at the UN Solutions Summit for its impact in accessibility and education. Crawford Technologies, Booth Number 31, www.crawfordtech.com. Crawford Technologies is an award-winning, global provider of software solutions for the transformation, manipulation, and validation of customer communication data in multiple output channels. We offer a range of services and solutions enabling our enterprise clients to deliver communications such as bills and statements as well as marketing and business documents in accessible format for their blind and partially sighted customers. Crawford Tech's mission is to ensure that all companies are in compliance with global accessibility legislation. Using our revolutionary software architecture, MasterONE, we are helping banks, insurance, and utility companies and telecoms and healthcare providers achieve this goal. At Crawford Tech, we believe in a world where every document is an accessible document. Denolytics, Booth Number 1. https://denolytics.com. Powered by Wave. Web accessibility evaluation powered by Wave, built for higher ed. We partnered with WebAIM to create a simple-to-use, impactful enterprise, web accessibility scanning platform. DocSoft Inc. Booth Number 22. www.docsoft.com. Liberating Speech. DocSoft is a software development company that specializes in providing an in-house solution for captioning your content. Through our appliance solution, DocSoft can automatically transcribe, timecode, and provide a unique way of captioning your content for the deaf and hard of hearing. Essential Accessibility Inc. Booth Number 2. www.essentialaccessibility.com. Essential Accessibility is a digital accessibility solutions provider. We offer a comprehensive digital accessibility solution to help organizations enhance the digital experience for customers with disabilities, remain compliant with standards and regulations, and project an inclusive and disability-friendly only presence. I2I, Booth Number 4, www.i2inational.org, Unlocking Greatness in the 1 in 5 Who Learn Differently. I2I is a national, award-winning mentoring program for students with learning and attention issues. We train high school and college students with learning differences, including dyslexia and ADHD, to mentor similarly identified middle school students. We are an easy-to-implement social-emotional intervention with high-impact results. IAAP/G3ICT, Booth Number 30, www.accessibilityassociation.org. The mission of the International Association of Accessibility Professionals, IAAP, is to define, promote, and improve the accessibility profession globally through networking, education, and certification in order to enable the creation of accessible products, content, and services. Higher education is our fastest growing segment within our membership. We have developed a higher education community of practice and developed specific programs and resources to assist in implementing an accessibility strategy campus-wide. Kurzweil Education, Booth Number 6, www.kurzweilu.com. Kurzweil Education. Learning without boundaries, without barriers. Developing the ability to independently access any content on any device is an important skill for students with learning differences. Our products, K1000 for students with blindness or low vision, and K3000 for students with learning difficulties, unlocks their potential to access curriculum materials, build literacy and accessibility skills, and make real academic progress. Level Access, Booth Number 5. www.levelaccess.com. Level Access provides award-winning digital accessibility solutions to over 1,000 organizations. Level Access's mission is to ensure technology is accessible to people with disabilities and the growing aging population. Matchware, booth number 26, www.matchware.com. Matchware is a global leader in assistive technology. The MindView software is a visual learning tool designed to help students develop ideas visually and then export into different MS Office/Google formats. Note-taking Express, booth number 18, www.notetakingexpress.com. Note-taking Express is a specialist note-taking company which delivers bullet point notes through their web-based software platform NTE Hub. Students can then use their audio or video recordings to prepare a full essay or revision notes using NTE Hub Writer. SCOM, booth number 20, www.scom.com. SCOM is the manufacturer of the UBIDUO 2 communication device. The UBIDUO 2 enables deaf, hard of hearing and hearing individuals to communicate with each other face-to-face anywhere on campus when the interpreter is not available. The UBIDUO 2 allows deaf or hard of hearing people to interact freely with hearing people anywhere, anytime, in the work and social settings on campus. Census APS, booth number 3, www.censusaccess.com. Census Access, alternate media made easy. Promoting independence and self-sufficiency amongst students with disabilities, Census Access Registered is a self-service solution that automates the conversion of documents into a range of alternative formats including Braille, MP3, DAISY, digital large print and ebooks in 20-plus languages. Census Access also converts inaccessible and tricky documents into more accessible formats. Subject to a service agreement, Census Access can be accessed directly through LTI plugins to popular learning management systems and through a web API. SpellX Corporation, booth number 29, www.spellx.com. Since 1988, SpellX has been a global leader in assistive technology solutions by providing corporations, government, and academia with high-quality and cost-effective ed solutions. SpellX's flagship product, SpellX Write Assist, provides students and professionals with dyslexia and other communication disorders the tools necessary to improve their spelling and literacy. Tech for All Consulting, booth number 7, www.tfaconsulting.com. Making technology accessible for everyone. Tech for All is an international accessibility and universal design consulting firm serving educational institutions, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, small companies, and Fortune 500 corporations. Tech for All's sole mission is to help its clients successfully address the challenges of making their products, services, websites, kiosks, and mobile apps accessible for all, including people with disabilities. TFA offers a broad range of accessibility support services including training, planning, evaluation, remediation, implementation, and monitoring.